everybody. It's Vanessa here, and welcome to My Dyslexic Life, brought to you by Remarkable Minds. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about what happens after Dyslexia Awareness Month. Does your dyslexia go away?
My Dyslexic Life is brought to you by Remarkable Minds and the Truth About Dyslexia course. Check them out at the link.
So the month of October is Dyslexia Awareness Month, and it's been great to see this awareness and this month gain so much more publicity and so much more engagement. You know, on LinkedIn, there was all sorts of stuff going on. Made by Dyslexia was producing a great amount of content around dyslexia for Dyslexia Awareness Month. And that's fantastic. I love it. But it's not like dyslexia suddenly goes away on the 1st of November. And it's not like our awareness of our own dyslexia should lessen either. And I think that's it. Like, if I think about the stages over my journey and the things that have helped the most, one of them was actually putting on my lens or my glasses that kind of showed me that dyslexia is actually prevalent in every single part of my life. And, you know, it's great that we have this celebration and this reason to become aware of our dyslexia. But, you know, really what I wanted to talk about is for us dyslexics living with it every day, it's affecting our relationships. It's affecting our ability to be our ability to parent. It's affecting our work. It's affecting our friendships. I guess what I'd ask is, you know, don't let that awareness of your dyslexia and how much it affects go just because it isn't Dyslexia Awareness Month. And, you know, really getting behind the reason why dyslexia actually affects so many more things than you think is just so key. You know, I was lucky enough to be doing some corporate training last week. And in it, we actually talked about our definition of neurodiversity. And the neurodiverse definition that I think resonates the most is a difference in cognitive processing that affects learning, attention, mood, emotion, and sociability. So what I love about this is it's talking about all the different things that neurodiversity affects. So dyslexia does affect your emotions. Did you know that? Dyslexia does affect your sociability, your social skills. They are absolutely affected by dyslexia. And your attention is affected by dyslexia. And your mood is affected by your dyslexia. So really, I would just encourage you to find the information that resonates with you about dyslexia or ADHD or neurodiversity, because nothing is more powerful than that moment when you go, do you know what? It's actually because I'm dyslexic that I turned up to the doctors on the wrong day. It's actually because I'm dyslexic that sometimes I can't get my words out. And when you're talking to me, I don't make any sense. And it's actually because of my dyslexia that I've forgotten to pick my son up from his after school group at 3:30, and it's now 4:10. That is what really being aware of dyslexia is. It's not just a month. Your dyslexia is a part of who you are. It's a part of your identity. It's a part of your personality. It's a part of you. So maybe just allow yourself to be aware of your dyslexia every single day, not just for 1 month. I wonder what that change would be. I wonder what that could do. I guess that's just what I wanted to talk about today. I hope you enjoyed some of the videos that we shared with you over dyslexia awareness. And, you know, I'd really love to hear any comments from you or any feedback. If are there things you'd like me to talk about? Are there topics that you want me to cover? You know, I'd really love to hear from you. But for today, let's just be aware of dyslexia the whole year, not just for October. I'll see you later.